There's oil all around Tioga, North Dakota. For many years, though, there just wasn't a good way to reach it. The ups and downs of the oil industry can be seen in the population ups and downs of this small farming town. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
3 miles northeast of Tioga, the Bakken Formation was known to have oil, but in the 1950s, the technology of the day didn't make it practical to extract. But as Bruce Lobdahl shares, when the wells could also be drilled laterally instead of just a straight shot underground, the true wealth of the oil field was reached.
They frack it, where they take and inject sand and water under extreme high pressure. I mean, this is rock formation, but they can force this into the rock and it releases the oil.
There's something about the oil from the Bakken Formation that makes it unique when compared to oil from many other locations.
The Bakken oil is probably the best in the world. You could take that oil and put it in the crankcase of your vehicle.
And that makes this oil different from oil from many other places.
You get oil from, say, up in Alberta, it's tar sand oil. I mean, that's just like tar. Places in Texas, this is very heavy, dark crude. Here it's very light.
Tioga's population jumped from under 500 in 1950 to over 2,000 just a few years later, then dropped back to about 1,000 in the late 1990s. But when the Bakken Formation began producing large quantities of oil, the population nearly doubled again. Bruce has had personal experience with this oil from his own farm.
This oil, it looks like light honey. I had an oil well on my farm. It blew out. And I thought, what is it? It was coming out of the pump, and it looked like a mist. And the fellow went in there and shut the valves off, and it was like number 10 oil, which is pretty runny.
This region of the country continues to produce oil from underground and supports mostly ranching and small grain production above ground. It is a pairing of industries that is commonplace for those like the Lobdahls who have farmed here for generations. Traveling the countryside, in Tioga, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.